Greetings, salutations, tidings of rock and roll and good news. This is Redford Cowboy. We're moving right along here. We are on track number 14, and I gotta give credit where credit is due. I gotta give props to my main man, the legendary Michael Rowe. I love this guy so much. He is so important and so significant. He's easily in my top 10. He is tied with Mike Campbell as my favorite guitarist. So Mike Rowe and Mike Campbell, two best guitarists of all time, in my opinion, my favorites. Mike Rowe is like the most underrated musician of all time, let's say. Perhaps after or tied with Mike Knott and tied with Terry Taylor. I got to put Mike Rowe up there. My life has been so blessed and so enriched with the music of the 77s. He's the leader, the front man, the founder of the 77s. But I love everything that Mike Rowe is a part of. He has a solo career. His solo records are awesome. And he's also a part of a super group called the Lost Dogs, which is basically as good as the Traveling Wilburys. The Lost Dogs is him, Terry Taylor, Gene Eugene, Steve Hindelong, and Derry Doherty. But Mike Rowe is perhaps most famously known for being in the 77s. And here's how I came into the 77s. I have to thank my beautiful wife, Colleen, who at the time in 1996 was my girlfriend, and she had a bunch of Christian rock and alternative rock cassettes that she got at Dixon's. And there was this one that she did not like at all. It terrified her and scared her because it had songs called Snake on there, my title of Snake, and the title of Snowblind, and Nobody's Fault But Mine, which caught my attention because, my oh my, that's a Led Zeppelin song off of Presence. And I'm like, okay, She goes, here, this is a band you might like. You can have this cassette, Drowning With Land In Sight by the 77s. Sounds pretty dark. Sounds pretty dismal. Sounds like there's some problems going on here. And I put that puppy in, and the opening song, Nobody's Fault But Mine, and this was just in my Led Zeppelin heyday, this Christian band, supposedly a Christian band, is covering Led Zeppelin, what the heck, and this dude's doing double duty. Mike Rowe is doing Robert Plant's job, and he's doing Jimmy Page's job. Are you kidding me? Where on earth did this come from? So it quickly became one of my favorites, and I started, you know, getting every single 77s album that came out. Now, the 77s have got a couple of different eras. They sound different in every decade. There's like two incarnations of the 77s. You've got them in the 80s. Which is kind of like this, they just sound like 80s pop, 80s alternative, 80s new wave. The best of the 80s rolled into one. They're a phenomenal band. But then they got a little darker, went through a couple lineup changes in the 90s. And so like 77's 2.0 is more like a modern rock and roll, you know, alternative band. But still just equally fantastic. So much so, here's what you can say about the 77s, that how much they encapsulate everything that's great about rock and roll. They came out with a self-titled album in 1987 called the 77s, and Rolling Stone magazine did a review of it and said that what you're listening to, 77s sound like the past, the present, and the future of rock and roll. Now that is an incredible compliment. And the reason why I think that's so fitting is because Mike Rowe is an absolute hardcore student of rock and roll music. He's devoted his entire life to rock and roll, and it shows. And much like I have, I want to be a student of Mike Rowe and also of rock and roll. So Mike Rowe has given me an incredible gift the past 3 years, starting in 2020. As soon as COVID happened, Mike Rowe and half the 77s were on tour. They were doing an unplugged tour. So they would go, it was Mike Rowe and the drummer. They were going to do an acoustic tour. And they were coming to play Trinity House Theater, which is by our our house, which we've seen them numerous times there. I've been blessed for the past 20-something years to see Mike Rowe there dozens of times. And it was going to be an acoustic, like MTV Unplugged, an acoustic set. And March 29th was the show. And when the world shut down on around March 13th or 14th, 2020, that show and the remaining dates were canceled. Well, they were already in the groove of being on tour and performing all these songs. So they went early on, they went straight to YouTube. And every single Saturday night, they did a YouTube live concert called Coronasphere. And they have been doing that since March 2020. They do it every single Saturday night at 8 p.m., a one-hour concert, unplugged, Mike and Bruce. And this has been such an incredible gift to me. I watch every single episode, been tracking with them and watching them for 2.5 years. I think the last one I just watched, the Halloween one, a couple days ago. They're on show number 134 weeks in a row, something like that, which is incredible. Because a lot of artists went and did, you know, Facebook Live or did a YouTube streaming show, you know, a one-off, or they did a handful of shows in 2020, you know, just scrambling, trying to find their footing and get some, you know, some Venmo payments or some tip jar payments, you know, going on. But Mike Rowe and company have been doing this for 2.5 years, and it's been such an incredible gift. And they've definitely earned the spot of one of my all-time favorites. I just love them so much. And I think probably, gosh, it'd be so hard to pick my favorite 77 song, but I'm gonna give one off the top of my head. If I had to pick right now today, it would be Rocks in Your Head. That's right. You listen to... It's off of Tom Tom Blues, 1995, the first song off that album. If you listen to 77s, the thing that's so great about them is they've been on a Christian label in the Christian music industry their entire lives, and they do not fit within CCM. CCM has been baffled, 100% baffled by the 77s for the past 30 or 40 years since their first album came out in 1982, Ping Pong Over the Abyss. These dudes were so good. They were too good for Christian music. They did not fit in. They epitomized the most classic dilemma of Christian music, or Christians in a band. They are too Christian for mainstream, and they are too rock and roll for the Christian community. Therefore, they have no place. And that's my absolute favorite Christian musicians occupy this space. They're in no man's land. They have no place because they're too rock and roll for the church, and they're too Christian for the world, and so therefore they're not accepted by any. So what happens is they gain this incredible cult following of diehard, hardcore fans who will support everything, anything they will ever do for the rest of their lives, me being one of them. So Mike Rowe, if you are listening to this, I love you so much. You and the 77s have a special place in my heart, and you always will. I put you up there with the mighty, mighty Resurrection Band and Mike Knott and Terry Scott Taylor and the choir and Adam again and Daryl Mansfield and Steve Taylor and the best of the best. So we love you so much. Thank you for your contributions to our lives.